all praise Him. Amen. Praise God. As the psalmist here in, amen, the 44th Psalms reflects, hallelujah, praise God, the, amen, history of, amen, what has happened to Israel. As they are in the land now, and praise God, and are possessors of the promises of God. And sometimes, praise God, it's, amen, praise God, appropriate to look back and see how did we get here.
Yes.
Hallelujah, praise God, because history is important. Yes. It's good to know where you come from, and it's good to know how you came. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, the psalmist let us know that Israel, praise God, amen, had been told. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, the working of the hand of God. And amen, he lets us know that, amen, the testimony was that we have heard, amen, with our ears. Yes. Oh God, our fathers have told us. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. When God has been good to us, amen, we need to spread the word about how good he is.
Yes.
When God has made ways for us, we need to tell that story, praise God, because somebody needs to know, especially our loved ones and our children.
Yes.
Need to know, amen, praise God, what God has done in our life. And so, praise God, amen, praise God, as they testify, amen, to Israel, praise God, the testimony is, praise God, that, hallelujah, how it happened that, amen, praise God, the heathen that were in the land were driven out, how it happened, praise God, that Israel supplanted them, amen, because the towns and the cities that were the heathens, God gave it to Israel, and they had lands and vineyards that they did not plant. They had houses that they did not build. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. They were given, amen, praise God, these things to inherit and to possess. Hallelujah, praise God. But amen, the psalmist here is letting it be known that, amen, Israel needs to be clear on how, amen, you got what you got. Amen, praise God. Israel needs to be clear. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. How it is that the land that they had came into their possession. And verse number 3 of that 44th Psalms, amen, underlines, praise God, amen, praise God, the benefit of the favor of God. Amen. For he said, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Amen. Neither did their own arm save them. But, amen, what was it? Amen, praise God. It was the right hand of God. What was it? It was, amen, the right arm of God. What was it? It was the light of the countenance of God. And why is it, amen, praise God, that God used his right arm and right hand, amen, praise God, against the enemy? It was because, amen, praise God, he had a favor unto Israel. Amen, praise God, the God that had a favor to Israel then, amen, praise God, is the same God we serve today. Amen, praise God, who has, amen, praise God, a favor unto us. And so, praise God, we are to be reminded, amen, praise God, that our possessions that we have, all of the possessions that we have, amen, praise God, were not, amen, acquired, amen, by our own ability or by our means. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, anything you got, amen, praise God, it is because, amen, of who you are. And God has loved you and shown favor in your life. life is not because, amen, praise God, of a high degree of wealth. Because if you didn't have nothing, God can still give you, amen, praise God, a whole lot. You ought to praise Him today. It's not because of your, amen, intellectual ability, amen, and or the accomplishments of your mind. God already told us, it's not by strength, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my Spirit. And that's what the Lord said. And so, praise God, all that Israel inherited, amen, the psalmist reminds them, can you say amen? It wasn't your sword. Amen, praise God, you didn't do it. Amen, praise God, you didn't do it on your own. But, amen, Israel is required to look toward God. And when you look toward God, you got to recognize, amen, that He's the reason, amen, for the blessings that came from God in your life. Tell your neighbor, I want to rejoice over the good things that God has done. And on that day when you had repented of your sin and been baptized in the name of Jesus, and God filled you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, you came into a different place. You came into a place of favor before God. And amen, favor before God means something. Amen, praise God, because, amen, what the enemy, amen, was sitting on, amen, in the land of Canaan, God decided that He would give it to them that had His favor. Amen, praise God. What, hallelujah, praise God, God decided to give to Israel was given to them by God. And how many know what God give you? Can't nobody take it. Oh, we better praise Him today. You better give Him the glory. Just say amen. Amen. Praise God. It was, amen, His right hand. It was His right arm. It was the light of His countenance that brought favor in, amen, your life. Anybody can praise, amen, Him for favor today. Anybody can give Him glory for favor. Can you say amen? Because if it were not favor in your life, you wouldn't be standing here even to be able to wave your hand. But thank God for His favor. If it were not for the favor of God, amen, praise God, your eyes wouldn't have woke, opened up this morning. Neither would you have stood up on your feet. But I thank God for His favor. Favor is working in our behalf because, amen, God loves us. Amen, praise God. He extends favor unto us. Amen, praise God. If you didn't have, amen, praise God, an understanding about, amen, the eternal life, amen, that is to come, about the glory of heaven, amen, that awaits the child of God, if your mind can't comprehend what's coming in glory, amen, you don't have to even go that far. Amen, praise God. You can just stand here and look, amen, praise God, at things in this world and realize that here, right now, God will show favor to them that belong to Him. The Bible declares, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How many know God gonna show you, amen, favor right here, right now, while we're walking on this earth, just because you belong to Him, favor belongs to you. Y'all better praise Him today. Just because you are among the redeemed of the Lord, favor belongs to you. Amen, praise God. it's favor from God, amen, praise God, that causes us to have life, amen, praise God. His anger, it doesn't last, in his favor, y'all better praise him, there is life. If you, praise God, are favored, amen, to be exposed to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God. If you are favored to know the truth, if you're favored, amen, to be offered eternal life, amen, praise God, that's only the beginning of your favor. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? But when you accept the invitation from God, when you come to be among the redeemed of the Lord, God will pour out favor into your life. And when favor is poured out in your life, you walk in favor. Can you say amen? It don't matter who don't like you, because favor is poured out in your life, you walk in favor. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Why would I worry when I have the favor of God? Why would I be distressed when I have the favor of God? Amen. Praise God. I hear Paul telling us in the book of Romans, amen, praise God, that them, hallelujah, who he foreknew. Can you say amen? Amen. He also did predestinate. Are y'all going to praise him? Can you say amen? Don't get it mixed up now. Hallelujah. Because, amen, sometimes we want to get the foreknowledge of God mixed up. Amen. Are y'all hearing him? Amen. With the predetermination of God. Amen. But foreknowledge is different from, amen, predetermination. Because whatever God predetermined, nobody can change it. Can you say amen? And if God had predetermined before, amen, the foundation of the world, the individual who would be saved, it didn't make no difference who and what he did, because God had determined that he would be saved. And in effect, hallelujah, God will have erased, amen, the freedom of choice away, amen, because if he predetermined who is to be saved, then you don't have no choice in the matter. Can you say amen? But God has given us a free will, and he has given us a choice. Can you say amen? And so the the foreknowledge of God knows who will be saved. Can you say amen? He knows, amen, everybody whose name will be written in the Lamb's book of life. He knows who will say yes to his will, and who will say, no, Lord, I don't want what you have for me, because you're going to be in one of those camps or the other. You're going to be among the redeemed of the Lord, or you're going to be among them that have rejected his grace and his mercy. Amen. But God gives us counsel. Don't tell God no. Tell God yes. Say yes to the Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. And yes to your way. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah. Amen. We get, amen, tripped up about the foreknowledge of God. Yes, God knows everything. Can you say amen? But the predetermined will of God, amen, is not about his foreknowledge. It is about his choice. Can you say amen? And when he predestinates, amen, it is the predestination of the how and not the nation of the who. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God predestinated them, amen, it was about the how and not about the who. But the who would be in the how. Can you say amen? What are you telling me? Amen, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Amen, that the who will change. Can you say amen? Amen. Everybody will not be, amen, a part of the Antediluvians. Amen, the people of God before the flood. Everybody ain't going to be among them. Amen, that had the opportunity to get on the ark. Can you say amen? Amen. Everybody will not be among those, amen, of the patriarchs, amen, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it ain't about the who, because everybody, amen, will not be of those that have come to God under the law. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Everybody is not in the church dispensation. Can you say amen? The Old Testament prophets, amen, didn't know the name that was revealed that is above every other name. Abraham knew God as God Almighty, but he never knew his name was Jesus. Y'all better praise him. You better give him the glory. Amen. Isaac and Jacob did not have a revelation of the name of God. Are y'all hearing me? And every one of them Old Testament prophets that prophesied about the coming of a Messiah, none of them knew what his name was. Can you say amen? They didn't know about the name of Jesus. But tell your neighbor, it ain't about the who, it's about the how. Can you say amen? When the church is raptured, everybody, amen, will not hold on, amen, to the promise of a returning king. Hey, are y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. But those that believe God, hallelujah, they will not take the mark of the beast. Those that believe God, amen, even on threat of losing their head, will not compromise. Can you say amen? They will hold on to the promise of God. Tell your neighbor, it ain't about, amen, the who, it's about the how. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't go all over the place when he make up his mind. He ain't fickle. Amen. One day is this, and the next day is that. God ain't like that. Can you say amen? When he predetermined, he predetermined. Can you say amen? When God say that's what it is, guess what? That's what it is. Amen. Amen. He don't change, and you can't change his word. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So how is it, amen, that Antediluvians are saved? And how is it that the patriarchs are saved? And how is it that those, amen, amen, that come under the law are saved? And how is it, well, y'all know how it is, or y'all should know how it is that the church is saved? Can you say amen? Or how is it that those that come out of tribulation, amen, how is it that they are saved? Can you say amen? Because we ain't all one group. We are many groups. Can you say amen? But it ain't about the who, it's about the how. Can you say amen? How you gonna get in right relationship with God? How you
a righteous God. Can you say amen? And God tells us, amen, he let it out through Abraham. Can you say amen? And what did Abraham do? He believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Tell your neighbor, that's the how. Can you say amen? Don't matter where you are, you gotta believe God. And if you believe God, it will be accounted to you for righteousness. Amen. It was not just the 8 souls that were saved because they got on the ark. Amen. It was not just salvation from the flood, but it was the door into eternal life. Are y'all hearing me? Can you say amen? Amen. It wasn't just deliverance from the waters on the earth that prevailed over the mountain. Amen. Praise God. 15 cubits. It wasn't just about that, but it was about a response of faith. Can you say amen? They believed God, and because Noah believed God, he moved. Tell your neighbor, when you believe God, you gotta move. Amen. If you believe him, you gotta move. And he moved to the building of an ark. Can you say amen? But he didn't just build it, he got it. Can you say amen? Why? Because that was the plan of God for deliverance. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? The predetermined nation. Amen. Of those. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That he predetermined. Amen. That he would justify. Would also be those. Amen. Who he would glorify. And amen. Praise God. Amen. How you gonna be justified? How you gonna be, amen, glorified? You gotta be called. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, them that he called, he justified. And those that he justified, he glorified. And Paul began to say, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, I'm talking about favor. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if God be for us, if God called you, can you say amen? And you answered the call. I'm telling you, if you answer the call, he'll justify you. And if God call you and justify you, amen, he'll give you glory. Can you say amen? To walk in the light of his counsel, because God said he would glorify you. And if you are called, justified, glorified, you have the favor of God. And all you gotta do is continue to walk in this favor. Amen. The enemy might get in your face, but you gotta worry for the enemy. What you gonna tell him? I'm favored. Can you say amen? You might not understand it, but I understand who I am, and I am favored of the Lord. Won't be much longer, but amen. Joseph, amen, own brethren, sold him into slavery. Can you say amen? But guess what? God was with him. Can you say amen? What did he have? He had the favor of God. Sometimes he can walk up in your own household. Can you say amen? His own brother sold him into slavery. But yet, when Joseph got down into Egypt, God was already working. Can you say amen? Wherever he landed, amen, favor followed him. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? In Potiphar's house, can you say amen? Amen. He was exalted, and the devil tried, amen, and did accomplish is putting him in prison. But guess what? No matter where I am, the favor of the Lord will be with me. Can you say amen? What are you doing, Lord? I'm moving him, amen, to a place, amen, you ain't seen the end yet. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The devil, amen, laughed because he got him locked up in prison. But what the devil didn't know, that God, amen, wasn't going to leave him in prison. He had another place to take him. Can you say amen? You already know. Hallelujah. Amen. That God brought Joseph out of prison. Can you say amen? Raise him up. Not only to be the governor of Pharaoh's house. Amen. But to be a ruler. You better pray to him. I say a ruler in Egypt. Y'all better pray. Hallelujah. Don't get concerned because of where you are right now.
Stars bowing down. Can you say amen? He knew what God had revealed to him. Amen. Praise God. And the brothers didn't want to hear it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Even his daddy had a question. Amen. Praise God. But what God does, God does. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. It took a minute. Hallelujah. Praise God. But amen. Joseph continued to hold on to God. And God continued to cover him with favor. So God showed him, it don't matter where you are. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You in an Egyptian household, I can cover you with favor. Put you up front right there. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. If you get pushed out, amen. Praise God. What we don't sometimes realize, amen. Praise God, is while the enemy is pushing out, God is pushing.
Can you say
amen? Amen. The enemy pushes out, but God is pushing.
Can you say amen? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Because sometimes, amen. Praise God. Before you get pushed up,
you got
to get pushed out.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yeah.
If you don't get pushed out, you can't get pushed up.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. If God had left him alone in his circumstances, he would have just been, amen. Praise God, the servant of a wealthy Egyptian. But God had some more for him. That ain't where your end is. Can you say amen? And the way, praise God, amen, to rulership in Egypt was going to go through prison. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so while God, amen, allowed him to be pushed out of Potiphar's house, amen, praise God, when he got in prison, amen, praise God, God elevated him again. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? What are you doing, Lord? I'm getting you ready. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because I'm going to lift you up. Can you say amen again? Are y'all hearing me? And the thing, amen, praise God, that God used Joseph for in prison was the same thing that was required for, amen, the help of Egypt. Can you say amen? Because when God put him out of prison, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, it was heard, amen, praise God, that you can interpret dreams. Can you say amen? And I got a dream. The Lord have mercy. I ain't talking about Martin Luther. Amen. Praise God. I got a dream. Can you say amen? Pharaoh, praise God. Amen. Saw, amen, some fat cattle and some lean cattle. Can you say amen? And the amen, praise God, and the lean ate up the fat. Can you say amen? He saw some corn. Amen. It was beautiful. Can you say amen? But then the blight came. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And Pharaoh needed, amen, an instruction and an answer for the dream. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. How is it that when God got, amen, praise God, you ready to be moved up? Ain't gonna nobody be like you. Can you say amen? Amen. I don't care where they been. Ain't gonna nobody gonna be like you. Can you say amen? You be 10 times, 20 times better. Can you say amen? Than anybody standing around you. Why? Because he's going to push you up a little bit of height. Amen. And when nobody had an answer, Joseph had an answer. Can you say amen? Amen. And God used him. Can you say amen? And Pharaoh recognized, amen, the wisdom. Amen. Because, amen, Joseph didn't put himself out. Are y'all hearing me? Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to put yourself out. Amen. When God get ready, he'll move you out. To put somebody in charge. Amen. Because there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And the famine, amen, is going to eat up the 7 years of plenty. So you need to put somebody in charge. Can you say amen? Who knows how to administrate? Amen. So that Egypt, amen, will not Pharaoh say, amen. Nobody else had the answer. Amen. You the one that had the answer. Nobody else could tell me, amen, what was going on. You were the one who told me, ain't nobody better suited to be in charge than you. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. The world will have to recognize him. See around you. Can you say amen? They can't look over here or look over there. Of everywhere they look, they gonna see you. Can you say amen? And God said, that's the one, amen, that I want to exalt, because I have placed favor in the
earth. Thank you, Jesus.
Fear is a blessing.
It is.
Yes, it is.
As I close, praise God. Amen, praise God.
the angel Gabriel came to Mary and saluted her. Can you see that? Amen. Praise God. Blessed art thou, amen, among women.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Behold thou that are highly favored of God. Tell your neighbor, it means something to be highly favored of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because, amen, praise God, she was highly favored of God. She was blessed among women. That means upon the women, praise God, that were in her time and in her generation, Mary was set apart.
Yeah.
Amen. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Nobody else occupied the space that Mary occupied. Why? Because, amen, she was highly favored of God. And because she was highly favored of God, she was set apart from everybody else. I want you to know, amen, praise God, when God saved your soul, and when God bring you out of darkness,
Yes, Lord.
Relationship with God. And God, amen, praise God, put you on the back burner.
No way.
Thank you.
No way.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And when God sets you out like that, amen, praise God, because, amen, it is God that has set you out, amen, praise God, we can recognize what Paul is saying when he said, if God be for us, can you say, who can be against us? Amen, praise, it don't matter, amen, what might come our way, you cannot change the fact, amen, praise God, that I am who, amen,
that's
God
right,
has made me to be, and because he loved me, he has put me in a position of being highly favored of him. Can you say amen? So if you were, amen, praise God, in your transition, because sometimes, amen, that's where we are. Because before, amen, Joseph came to rule.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. He was sold into slavery.
Watch out.
Before he came to rule, he was locked in prison.
Watch out.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Don't, amen, praise God, stress over, amen, where you are in transition. Can you say amen? Because you got favor. It don't matter. Can you say amen? And if you ain't making, amen, but minimum wage, hold on to God. Because you got favor. If you're the redeemer of the Lord, hold on to God. Amen. He ain't done. It will change you. Why? How you know? Because I got favor. Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
It don't matter if a thousand, amen, fall at your five, 10,000 at your right hand. Can you say amen? That ain't time to worry. You ought to praise him. Why are you praising him? I saw 1,000 over there go down. I saw 10,000 over here go down. Everybody on the job,
yes,
lost their job.
Yes,
he's still
Lord
working.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? The enemy decided and didn't want to cut me off. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And tried what he could. Can you say amen? Amen. To destroy your life. Can you say amen? But amen, because, amen, praise God, he didn't like, amen, your, amen, praise God, faithfulness to God. But the more he tried to put you down, it only became, amen, praise God, amen, a means for God to lift you up. You know what they say? Amen, praise God. When, amen, praise God, you dig a hole and put somebody in the hole. Amen, praise God. And you throw dirt in the hole. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. When you throw dirt in the hole, amen, praise God. And they, amen, praise God, keep walking. If they keep moving, they just trap the dirt down. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The more dirt you throw in, the more they trample it down. And the more dirt they throw in, the more you trample it down. Guess what? Amen, praise God. Time they put in a foot of dirt, you a foot higher. Can you say thank you, Jesus? By the time they put in 2 feet of dirt, you're 2 feet high. Can you say amen, praise God? Amen, praise God. If the hole ain't but 3-4 feet, amen, praise God. By the time they put in 3.5 feet, Amen. You almost in the place you had to step right out. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But the thing is, amen, praise God, you don't let the dirt cover it.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Amen.
God is saying, amen, you got to keep treading.
Hey.
Yeah. And God say, you tread upon the lion.
Yeah, that's right.
Tread upon the lion. And the young lion.
You tread upon
the feet. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can't stop. You can't give up because they'll cover you.
Yes.
You say amen. But if you just keep moving, I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm hemmed in. I'm in the hole. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
You say thank you, Jesus. I gotta get out of the hole. You don't get out if you keep moving. Yeah. And just say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Just hold on. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Let it fall. Can you say amen? Every time they throw another shot in, amen. Praise God. You shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They look in the hole like a wrong. Can you say amen? We throw dirt on you and you shout. You don't know. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And I'm coming up every time you throw another shovel. I'm coming a little bit higher. But just to keep moving. And because, amen, we're able to keep moving. Amen. Praise God. And God is able to continually bestow favor upon us. Amen. Praise God. There is no circumstance that God cannot change in our life. Amen. Praise God. Israel was told, you didn't get this land because of your sword.
Yep.
You are not standing because of your strength.
Witness.
You didn't make it this far because, amen, praise God, you were so slick, so cool,
hallelujah,
so smart, so had so much money, had so much going on for you. That's not why you made it this far. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so Israel is told. It wasn't, amen, by your sword. Amen, praise God. But it was, amen, praise God, the right hand of God. It was his arm. Can you say amen? It was the light of his countenance. Can you say amen? And so what we need is the right hand of God. We need the power of God in our life. No if, no and, no but about it. You need, amen, the power of God in your life. And the Bible declares to us that we shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost is come upon you. Hey, neighbor, you need the power of God.
You need the power of God
in your life. And the hand extends to the arm. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. If the power in the hand is power, how about the arm? You say amen. Amen, praise God. Amen. And so, praise God, the arm, praise God. Amen, praise God. That muscle isn't there. Amen, praise God. Put that power in that hand. And so then, praise God, not only, amen, praise God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, but the power of God himself working in our life. Can you say amen? Will cause us to have, amen, our victories. So we need the Holy Ghost. We need the right hand. We need the arm of God. And we need the light of his countenance. Amen. And that is what we ask you for when we dismiss, what we ask for when we dismiss you. Yeah. Amen. On Sunday, can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. That God would cause his face.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Amen.
Thank you.
What is it? The light of his countenance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That's a source of deliverance. Why? Because God is watching. Can you say amen? When the enemy try to sneak in, God is watching. Amen. Praise God. When the enemy try to ambush, God is watching. Amen. Praise God. He that keepeth Israel, he neither slumbers nor does he sleep. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, you, amen, can depend on ADT or amen, praise God, or one of them other folks. I don't know. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But they can't keep you.
Oh, amen.
Can you say thank you? Amen. Praise God. Yeah, there it is. Can't keep you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And even that new thing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The ring, the camera, the doorbell.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
All
of
that.
It will.
Keep it. Why? Because except the Lord keep us in, the watchman waketh but
in vain.
And so, praise God, amen, praise God, our help is not in, amen, praise God, anything else but in the Lord. And that's where we are to put our trust and our confidence. And the good news is that God has given us the favor. And so then, don't look at negative as negative. If you're the child of God, you saved and filled with the Holy Ghost,
Lord.
The world see negative.
Yeah,
but we see the hand of God's providence working in our life.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's going to work it, and he's going to work it, and he's going to work it to our good. And we are those that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. He will work it for our good. So no wonder the Lord tells us, no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Yeah.
Why? Because it can't get around the favor of God.
Yeah.
Amen. It can't get around the favor.
Yeah.
And so then if he tried to come this way, he tried to come that way, he run into the favor of God. The favor of God. And you say, thank you, Jesus, I'm leaving you. But Balak tried to get Balaam to curse him. Every time he tried to curse him, and from whatever position he tried to curse from, God simply took that curse, turned it into a blessing. Can you say amen? Why? Because Israel was God's favorite. Can you say amen? And we are the, amen, as Pastor told you yesterday, we are the Israel of God. We are favored of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And nobody can take that favor away from us. Amen. Praise God. And so that we are to walk in it, rejoice in it, and be glad about it. Because the world, they might have, amen, praise God, the houses and the land, and they might have the silver, and they might have the gold, amen, praise God. They might have the mansions and all of those other things, but what we have is all of that, because we have the favor of God. God bless.